Ron looks up at the sky as it turns yellow and the sun goes black, and then looks down at his phone and dials a familiar number.
This is Alice. If it's an emergency, text me. Otherwise, leave your name and why you're calling after the beep.
Hey, Kat. I know you're not gonna get this. Other you isn't even gonna get this. But I'm pretty sure it's the end of the world, and I just wanted to talk to you. Today was supposed to be great. Supposed to be library day. We were going to hang out. Just the two of us. Well, and Flaxen and Alpha, but it went wrong immediately. First, some guy named Thomas shows up, and I don't even think he was a human. He looked really weird. And then you tell me you're not you, you're some other Alice. You're not my cat. And at first I thought it was just, you know, one of those weird things you do, but I don't know. Then you told Alpha that your dad killed his parents and he ran off. But you were dead set on finally taking down your dad, and so we all gathered to do that. Except Alpha ran off because he was mad at you, and Thomas, who I guess was friends with the person who took over your body, he ran off. So the three of us, me, you, and Flaxen, made a plan, and it's a pretty good plan. We had a map, we were gonna go in, but you had other things in mind, and you wanted to get kidnapped. Or, I guess, she wanted to get kidnapped, because it wasn't quite you. So, then, I guess, Flaxen knocked me out, because I wasn't gonna let my girlfriend, or the person who was in my girlfriend's body, get kidnapped. And so the rest I had to find out after the fact. After the sun started to go black, and the sky started to turn yellow, and Flaxen started to turn into something else. I talked to Professor Elfbane. She helped with most of it. Filling in the gaps, I mean. She told me that you successfully got your dad to pick you up and take you to her. And then you called the cavalry. First you got her on your side, because of course you did. You were always good at getting people to do what you wanted, even though you didn't think you were. And then all hell broke loose, apparently. You guys stormed Spriggan. You made it to the basement, and lucky for you, they did, in fact, have a time machine, just like you thought they would. Or she, whatever. And I guess you were successful. And then you were gone. Alpha was gone. Thomas was gone. And it was just Flaxen and your dad. I think Radford got away at least. No one's seen him. His car's gone. They said he left, so at least he didn't suffer the same fate. But I'm really sorry, and it doesn't matter because you're probably not going to hear this, but I'm really sorry, but Flaxen killed Speed Demon. I know you hated him, but he was still your dad, and I know it was complicated. So I'm sorry anyway. And that's when the world started ending.